Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, is a synergistic forum to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Sean and Jen deliver a passionate message that provides you with a wealth of knowledge to break through to your best you. Discover your soul path. This show will raise levels of intuition, knowing, and keep you on the edge of your seat. So get ready to understand the meaning and message in your life and how to shift obstacles into opulence. Saturate yourself with powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. Now, here are your hosts, Sean and Jen.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon. This is your host, Jen, and you're listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up? This is Sean, and you finally got us. Had a little technical mix-up, but we're here, and we're actually doing something really different today. We're live streaming, so if you go to live stream and type in Sean DeMarco Garcia, you'll be able to see me in my Michigan sweatshirt. So I just want to remind you, stay with us for the next hour. Let us help you experience your soul path each and every Tuesday on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll have some of the most talented people on this planet helping you turn your obstacles into opulence. Boom, baby.
Hey, let's talk about the NCAA last night. It was the finals. And, of course, we wanted Michigan to win because that's where Sean is from. But
wearing a sweatshirt. If you look on live stream, wearing a sweatshirt, got on my Tigers hat. It's how I roll. Sorry, baby. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it was a good game, though. They came out and they, you know, I'm not a big, I'll have to admit, I'm not a big basketball fan. I'm all about football. But I like watching the college March Madness and the college players because they're so excited. They have their heart into it. They come out and they just really want to win and do good for their team and their school. So I think that's really cool.
Yeah, and Louisville, I got to give it up to them, man. You know, it's not a lot of teams that I respect on the level of University of Michigan. But Louisville brought it, and they were a worthy opponent. Their coach is awesome, good squad. We're a good squad, and honestly, the better team won, and that's the PC thing to say. So,
So yesterday I was with kids at the park, and it was 70 degrees. I'm not kidding. It was 70 degrees. It was hot. And then the winds came, and we got snow today. So we don't have that much snow. About 4 inches, and I think it's supposed to keep snowing, but so then it brings back that winter kind of feeling, I think, for everybody, at least in this region, because we were thinking, we're well into spring. It is technically spring, so hopefully our guests can, you know, talk about that today, talk about what's going on in the world, talk about what's going on with each individually. We're going to be talking about fate, destiny, and free will with our special guest, Sam Reynolds. He is a practicing astrologer in Brooklyn, New York. He's written astrology articles online, print publications, Noel.com, Tarot.com, and weekly horoscope column in Ebony. So Sam believes in making astrology and metaphysics accessible for everyone with tangible ideas and practices. So he has two entrepreneurial ventures. One is the Astrology Career Institute and then the Zodiac Lounge. So we welcome him back to the show. Welcome, Sam.
Welcome, Sam. This ain't your first rodeo.
Hey, Sean. Thank you for having me back.
You're back in the saddle again, baby.
Yes. I should say, in the spirit of full disclosure, I'm an SU alum. So whatever to Michigan. But I'm not really into basketball anyway, so it doesn't matter. But I should just say, you know, I'm an Orangeman.
Oh, Syracuse?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Didn't they beat you guys? Oh, okay, well, that's a short conversation. Okay, cool.
We lost this year. We've won other you know, Final Fours before. It's great that Michigan finally can step up to the plate and actually win. So
yeah, they did. Because Syracuse is a great team.
And why you got to go there? Right. Why you got to say that, man? Why you got to go there?
I mean, historically, you know, we won a few Final Fours. I mean, do you know offhand how many Michigan has won? I don't know.
Well,
the basketball team hasn't been there since 93, from when the Fab Five was there and Chris Webber called the timeout that we didn't have. I remember I was 22 years old in Chrysler Arena watching it on the big screen with somebody. I don't even remember who I was with. But that we all looked like, did that really just happen? Did that, you know? But I'm a big football guy. I'm a big football and baseball guy. So, but I still had to support the Wolverines and, you know, show them some love. So, you know, my heart's broken a little bit, but I'm very proud of them that they made it that far. So we got a really good show today, man. We're going to be talking about fate, destiny, and free will.
Yes, sir.
So,
are we going to do any readings too? Anyone calling in?
No readings today.
No, you just get pure Sean and Jen today, man. Just
yeah, we
want
to. We felt like last time you didn't get to say everything that we wanted you to say, so this is just all about you today. Does that sound good?
Okay, well, good. We can flesh out some ideas.
All right, so let's just start off with fate, okay? How is fate relevant to astrology?
It's relevant on at least two levels. One level is how people usually perceive astrology, which is, and it's also how I initially perceived astrology, which is that you are a victim of how the planets have lined up. You're a victim of your stars, that the stars actually determine how your life plays out, which is one perception of fate. And so that's one way in which fate really is most relevant to astrology, because that's the usual perception of astrology. The other way is astrology can be a descriptor of one's quote-unquote existing fate or existing circumstances. So it's not so much that the planets dictate as much as they describe. So I'll give you an example. There are multiple indications in my chart, in terms of how you read it, that would show I'm short. Did the stars make me short? No. But I would say they describe accurately how I actually have emerged as a quote-unquote short person. So that's another way in which my fate as a quote-unquote short person or smaller person has been shown. So that would be an example of how, on two levels, fate and astrology mix.
So I didn't realize that in the stars you can actually pick out physical descriptions. Is that, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, I can say there's multiple books, especially those written before the 20th century, that rely heavily on testing a chart by whether it accurately describes the person in terms of height, in terms of overall look. I'll be honest with you, as you know, a formerly single man, I have looked at the charts of women who I've met or whatever, and I could tell whether they're attracted before I even see the picture. Or
oh,
you can
I knew I wasn't
that.
The only one who did that. Oh, sorry. hold on. Let me break in for a minute, because I remember being single. This was years before I met you, Jen. Years. and I remember saying, hey, you know, people say, hey, I have somebody I want you to meet. And the first thing I would ask is, okay, when is her birthday?
Mm-hmm.
So that's not unlike that. That's not weird then, right?
No. I mean, it won't give you as much information, but yes, you know, because you need the ascendant, the moon, and all these things become, and then, you know, the other planets that are connected to the ascendant, and that gives you an accurate measure. So one of the weirdest encounters, it wasn't weird for me, but it was weird for someone else who was eavesdropping. I was with a student of mine who's active into astrology, and he was also single. And so we were talking about this woman's chart that he was meeting. And he actually had seen pictures of her on MySpace, but he thought that maybe she was doctoring her photos or had old photos, but he did have her chart. So we were talking vigorously about her chart and about how she might appear according to her chart. And a woman next to us was kind of both intrigued and horrified. She's like, You can tell all that from a chart? Because it was just describing, like, oh, I think she's a little on the heavier side because of this, and this factor. Yeah, that's what I think because I'm looking at this moon, blah, blah, blah. And I also think, because, of, you know, we would say things about how she might appear. I mean, you can also look at in terms of one's libido through a chart.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of commentary. I mean, like, you can even look at a chart and figure out ways to talk about how regular someone goes to the bathroom. I'm talking about number two, obviously.
Seriously?
You know what? Yeah. I think that's, Sam, I think that's an unfair advantage, and I think you should do a class on that for single people and how they can read charts, and then they can figure out, do we really want to date? Do we, you know, because it's kind of like, what's the, I think it's, well, I don't know. It's like eHarmony, the Enneagram, or a version of the Enneagram. You could do something like that would be similar, teach people how to read the chart and decide, you know, is this really a match made in the heavens?
Well, believe it or not, Jen, I actually don't advise that as much, especially in the date. Now, my student, my friend, he was very much into looking at astrology for that use. But I generally don't look at a chart too deeply on the first date or second date.
Okay.
I don't begin really looking closer until, like, it seems apparent that there's more of a relationship that's going to happen after I've gotten to know the person. Because there's just certain things I just don't want to know. I might look at a chart and be like, oh, this person has this kind of libido or interest or this particular kind of, like, the picture does match. The pictures I have that match in terms of her comeliness or how she might look, and the same can apply for a man. But I don't actually get too deep into it. But, yeah, I guess one could teach that. I think the one thing I'm always concerned about is a certain kind of neurosis that can happen.
No, I'm just teasing.
Yeah, Sam, but some people are probably really thinking. You're on.
I know, you're on to something. So on that note, we do need to take a break. You're listening to the Sean and Jen Show. When we come back, we're going to talk more about fate, destiny, and free will with our very special guest, practicing astrologer Sam Reynolds. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenn Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
The Michael Shane Show, conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk, radio.com, on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live, on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
If you are new to quantum techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the Moving Banner section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
We are back on the Sean and Jen Show. I'm your host, Sean, and Jen sitting right across from me. Our topic today is fate, destiny, and free will, something many of us have had questions about throughout our lives, whether good times or bad times. And we have special return guest, one of my favorite astrologers, Samuel F. Reynolds. What up, Sam?
Hey, what's up, Sean? Thank you.
Hey, can you share your contact information and how they can check out your blog and reach you for readings and all that other good stuff?
Absolutely. Let me give my number. As that's a very quick way for most people. The number is 484-727-8277. And then my email is return2thesource@gmail.com. And then the website's the same. It's return2thesource@2.com. And if you're on Twitter, if people are on Twitter, you can follow me at SF as in Fred Reynolds, SF Reynolds.
Awesome. Right. Thank you, man.
So before our break, we were talking about fate. Another question before we move on to destiny. How does fate play a role in our society, you know, specifically politics and the things you kind of hear about in the news? Does it?
Well, it's interesting you would say that, because before I got into astrology, you might remember when I was talking about it when I was here last, I talked about how I believed more in terms of race, gender, and class. And so that was where I was really focused in terms of understanding, like, society. And one thing that's interesting, we often talk about how as individuals we can flout or kind of transcend fate while not acknowledging how those things kind of mirror themselves or come up in terms of race, gender, and class, for example. And how we, or sex, for instance, how we deal with our own sense of sexuality, you know, from the people who feel that they're, you know, they want to be transgendered because they were born in the wrong sex, or how people kind of get out of their class. And we don't realize, especially as Americans, how impactful class, age, different things become in our choices. When I started consulting, doing astrology, I started working on the phones and working with a lot of Brits and a lot of Europeans. And it was fascinating because, let's say in America, you are 46 and you jump up and you want to be a doctor. If you have the money, you can go to school and become a doctor at 46, at 50. That's not true everywhere in the world.
No,
if you jump up at 46 and you're in Britain and you decide, I want to be a doctor, they may not let you in the schools because they're like, well, you're too old. If you don't have a certain economic background in certain places to be able to go to great schools in order to have the connections and make connections, you don't get into certain places. You don't go into certain occupations. So fate has also been very clear in how it's been delimited in our class structures, our racial structures, all those things attached to it. And that's mainly created by society. Again, it changes from society to society. You know, being born one thing in one society is different than in another.
Yeah, that's true. Can you kind of mention the alignment during the naming of a new pope and anything else relevant in the news? This garbage going on with North Korea, the family that kidnapped their kids to Cuba and all that stuff. How fate may how that may play into that, if it does. Or is that just...
Say that again with particularly like the kidnapping in Cuba or what's happening in North Korea.
The Pope. Talk about the alignment of that was happening. We had a guest on and she was talking about the alignment of the stars when they called in the new Pope or when they picked Pope. I don't know if you do that kind of, but I wonder what your take on
what are they calling? Because I may not be familiar with this alignment that she's talking about or he was talking about. What is it?
Oh, okay. There was...
It was a play... I don't even remember exactly what she said, other than there was particular planets that were lined up just so, right as they made the decision for the new pope. And basically, based on that alignment, is going to be the change of the Catholic Church going forward, because this is like a pope that they've never seen before. And I just wondered if you had an opinion on it, but if you don't, that's okay.
Well, I mean, no, I don't know about a master alignment or a broader alignment, but one thing that was interesting is that the selection of the pope happened during what we call a void moon, where the moon was not making any particular aspects to any planets at that time. And what I think is that the church is actually hunkering down. I don't actually agree with that person. I don't think there is going to be remarkable changes in the church. I think the church is going to kind of, appear to be new in some ways, or kind of there's a new face. But when you kind of march in someone who belongs to what we would call the Marines of the church, the Jesuits, and you also have someone who is kind of picked during the void moon, that usually suggests to me that there's a hunkering down, that they've kind of determined that they have to build up the bulwark of certain attitudes and ideas of the church.
Okay.
So if someone's expecting that there's going to be more of a revolutionary change in how the church operates, maybe even accepting, gay marriage or things like that, that's not going to happen.
Okay, I want to ask you real quick, because we're going to have to take a break here in about 4 minutes, but I wanted to ask you real quick. Let's move on to destiny. By definition, Sam, what is destiny and how it plays into astrology?
Okay, I make a very careful and clear distinction between fate and destiny. Fate is what you actually are born to, what becomes the nature and description of your life, whether that's from an astrological point of view, a social point of view. It becomes those markers that are, quote-unquote, ostensibly, almost empirically true. But destiny is art. Destiny is where you kind of take the other hand that you're born with, because I say fate has two hands, and one of them is your own. So when you take that other hand and you start shaping the fate, the actual piece of Saturn, we could call it, that's kind of the individual piece of fate, with your own will and artistry and sense of creativity, that becomes destiny. That's where you kind of are angling yourself toward a higher purpose, using your divine sensibility to kind of transform what was given to you as a piece of Saturn. And so a Saturn, again, is just the singular word for fate, or aspects of one's fate. So you can start shaping it, crafting it, rather than thinking that you can, flout it, throw it away, or be free of it completely. So destiny is actually the work of making it into something different.
Oh, well, I never heard that analogy before. I like that, though. So
that was deep.
Fate is what you're born to. But destiny is how you shape it and craft it as you move forward.
Correct.
Correct. So can you give us an example of somebody, somebody's fate and then how they shape their destiny? Do you have an example? You can use yourself.
Yeah. I mean, besides myself, there's so many different people. So one person that pops into my head is, like, let's say Michael Faraday, who kind of radicalized how we deal with understanding electromagnetism. He was someone who was born of a low class, who, by all rights and privileges, would never be able to make it into the Hall of Science and be able to become the person, the scientist that he became. What he did, though, by his incessant curiosity, which is another piece of fate that he had besides being born poor, being born not in the upper classes, he kind of used that incessant curiosity to write copious notes, ask questions, and use his social skills to be able to get in connections with different scientists. So he finally got a great apprenticeship. And from that became the launch pad by which he discovered all these different things about electromagnetism. And eventually he became a revered scholar and scientist himself. So that's one aspect, where the story of someone who came from the streets, and by all measure of probability and possibility, they should have been just a victim of the streets, but they somehow transcend that. That's when one crafts one's destiny.
Right. I love that. All right, everybody, you're listening to the Shawn and Jen Show. When we come back, we're going to talk more about fate, destiny, and free will with our guest, Sam Reynolds. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to the Shawn and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Shawn and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Shawn and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com. Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
We are back on the Shawn and Jen Show, and this is Shawn. Our topic today is fate, destiny, and free will with practicing astrologer Samuel F. Reynolds. Hey, Sam, can you share your contact information and any events you have coming up one more time for us before we get back into the meat of this
question? My number is 484-727-8277. My email is return to the source at gmail.com. And my website is return2thesource.com. And if you want to find me on Twitter, it's SF Reynolds, all one word. So that's SF as in Fred Reynolds. I'm going to be in Philadelphia just this Saturday coming up, and I'm going to be at Pollux Herbs and I want to say spices, but it's not that, but herbs and medicines. Up in North Philadelphia. If people want to get more information, I can send that to you, Shawn, and either you can tweet it or put it up on your page.
Absolutely.
But it's going to be from 2 to 4 at Pollux Herbs in Philadelphia.
Sweet. Thank you, man. Hey, I had a couple more questions regarding destiny.
Yes, sir.
I want is so is one's destiny predetermined?
I
do you
think,
believe or
I don't believe your destiny is predetermined.
Yeah.
I believe because what I think happened in our language is because we use fate so synonymously with destiny, we often talk about them as the same. And the distinction I make, it's almost impossible to have one's destiny be completely determined, because that means then you're not using that other hand. Or if you are using that other hand that I call your own, then you're using it to craft the fate that has been, quote-unquote, predetermined. Now, how that's been determined depends on where you focus your attention. So if we're focusing our attention on the dimensions of class, then you are, yes, born into a particular class. If we're focusing on race, we're tying it all to what's associated with your race. But then with astrology, it becomes much more personal and subtle things in terms of one's particular ability to deal with speaking or one's ability to kind of be able to assert oneself. And so those particular aspects of Fatun really become transformative when you engage them with your own sense of will, either to kind of perfect them or completely transform them in a way if they're not performing. One example I like to give is kind of to give this illustration in terms of how one takes the wheel of destiny in a different way. It's a very simple way of thinking about it. So if you have a sheet of paper, or if you want to imagine a sheet of paper, draw just a simple horizontal line on that sheet of paper as an example, right?
Okay.
So you just draw a little short line. And I'm going to ask you, a relatively short, how would you make that line shorter? So that's a real question.
Maybe.
How would you might?
Maybe, erase the line?
Or just split it in two.
You might break the line. What else? Cut it in two. What else?
Fold the paper.
Fold the paper. Anything else?
Come on, man.
None of these are wrong. I'm just taking it in.
Oh, okay. I'm like, oh, man, what's.
Oh, so ready for a test.
Right? We didn't study, man.
Okay, how about one other thing that people say is that you could erase it. For instance, if you had, like, if you were using a pencil or using an eraser pen.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you could do all those things to kind of shorten your line, alter your quote-unquote circumstances. But really, the shortest way of creating destiny is to lengthen your own line. So if you draw another line under that, you've automatically made that other line shorter. So you can trump your obstacles. You can go toward the opulence that you talk about once you know how to lengthen your line. But most people don't know what lines to lengthen.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true.
So let's move on. Go ahead.
Go on. I'm sorry. That's it.
And no, I was gonna take us on. So I think we have a pretty good handle on fate. It's kind of what you're born with or born into. Destiny is
right.
Shaping and crafting with the other hand, as you say. And let's talk
right.
about free will. You know, how
that's
is free will relevant in astrology, and tell us about that.
Okay, this is where I might get into the most trouble. Because, you know, free will, if you look at it, now I have a background in religion, and, you know, I've studied free will from multiple angles. And I'll talk about what's the common conception and why I think on some level I think that's a misconception. The common conception of free will is that you can do whatever you want. The truth, in my opinion, is that you cannot do whatever you want, and most people do not do whatever they want, even when they think they, you know, want to do it. They kind of do what has been either conditioned in their minds or from what comes from their minds in ways that they don't even fully know. So if you don't fully know where these ideas come from, how do you know it's free will? And one could argue it's not even free will. It's, you know, a scientist may say it could be bioelectromagnetic flux in your brain, you know, just through your neurotransmitters. For the religious, they may talk about the influence of spirits, demons, angels. And for those in between, it just could be the conditioning of your mind that these things, these different thoughts kind of surface. And how they completely surface, we can't really be sure. You know, it's always interesting for anyone who's, who takes up meditating, when they kind of go about it slightly wrong, to say, okay, change or stop your thinking. Or don't think about the pink elephant in the room. What happens? You start thinking about the pink elephant in the room. Or these other rush of things that come into your mind and kind of litter your mind. So when we talk about free will...
Well, it's almost like people are just programmed by the status quo to think that way, even though, in regards to what you're saying, is that right?
Yeah, that when we think about free will, what almost we prove daily is it cannot be that you can do whatever you want. Because what happens is that even when you believe you can do and be whatever you want, there's always a baseline we seem to return to, whether that's the conditioning of our personalities, whether that's just the conditioning of our thoughts. But there's a reason why you wake up and you think you're Sean and you think you're Jen and I think I'm Sam, and we believe that the whole day, even when we attempt to be other things. So what really becomes free will? One idea I like about free will is not that it's the will to be able to do whatever you want, but it's really how you can embrace your sense of fate or your sense of destiny. It becomes, you control the attitude by which you embrace, not that you can do whatever you want, but you can feel however you want about what you're doing or what's happening before you.
Okay, with that being said, because you brought up some very good points, and I don't disagree with you. It definitely gives me as an individual something to think about. But can you share with us, in your opinion, what is the difference between exercising free will and being a free thinker?
Oh, a free thinker means, in the specific sense of it, like even historically or philosophically, that one doesn't fetter your mental allegiances to any particular train or system of thought. So that usually is associated with what we talk about in the West as a sense of skepticism. You know, so it's an open-ended or open-minded sensibility about different aspects of how one deals with religion, philosophy. So you don't have any particular allegiance to a particular set of thought as a free thinker. Many quote-unquote agnostics, atheists, kind of align themselves with that, or just skeptics. You know, being able to think for oneself on one's own terms rather than what's been conditioned or not even empirically proven.
I dig that.
Right, so that's usually the free thinker. But free will is more so the idea that we can do or have the power to do whatever we want. And I don't believe that we can do whatever we want, which is not to say that we can't be more of what we can be or even feel better about what we're doing.
Okay. What would you say to someone who didn't believe in free will? Because I'm sure you've run across a few of those. So typically, from in my experience, in my travels and journeys, I've run across a lot of people who say they don't believe in free will have come from, I might get in trouble for saying this too, but have come from mainstream religions. Say, oh no, I don't believe in free will. You know, God put us here for X, Y, and Z, and I'm going to follow this through. And they're going through H-E double hockey sticks all the way through. And I'm like, you can change this, but they really don't believe that they're supposed to have something better. How do you deal with that? Or what would you say to someone?
One of the beautiful aspects, especially for those who are dealing with it from a religious point of view, is that they're trying to do something both ways. So the beauty of saying there's no free will if one believe that, you also have to believe that you don't know what the net result is going to be. So if I don't know whether I'm going to heaven or hell, even though it may have been decided, I still have to proceed with the knowledge I don't know. So the free will becomes you not fully knowing or having the full knowledge of what's going to happen to you. So when you say to somebody, well, it's already been decided whether you're going to heaven or hell, the next question that could come out my mouth is like, do you know which? And they probably would say, well, no. Then I'm going to assume I'm going to heaven and act like it. And then we'll let God decide. And that's exactly kind of, the, I think, the point in religion.
Yeah.
So I think...
Do you feel like everyone has a right to exercise the free will?
I think everyone has a right to embrace openly their ability to kind of deal with their pieces of fate or to kind of challenge their fate and to craft more destiny. If that is to think that you can do whatever you want, then that can be like a very hard life. So, for instance, let's say, you know, an astrologer, let's bring it back to astrology, looked at my chart when I was, say, 13 and I hadn't finished growing. But one could see fairly clearly that I would be more on the short side. And I had aspirations, which I did kind of for like 2 weeks, of being in the NBA or playing basketball. Well, the honest astrologer might say, this may not be something that your chart testifies to, which is not to discourage me from playing basketball, but maybe I have to use my other hand to redirect my attention toward my aspiration, which may not be the NBA. It might be playing in a different way. It might be coaching. It might be fueling my love for the game, but in a completely different way, given my circumstances, rather than thinking that I have to keep banging my head because I will and I can do whatever I want.
Yeah. Ooh,
free will.
Hey, Sam, we're gonna have to take a break.
Okay.
When we come back, we're gonna finish up more on the free will topic. And so you're listening to the Sean and Jen Show. We'll be right back.
Cool.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Yeah. King of Pop. Hey, we're back on the Sean and Jen Show. This is Sean and Jen, and for all of our listeners, Jen and I can be contacted at 303-872-3719 or through our website at www.soulpathinsights.com. Now, before break, Sam was sharing with us his views on free will and how it tied into astrology and everyday life, but before we get back to Sam, we want to talk about some upcoming events that we might have and things going on. So I want to let you know that Jen and I are available for coaching sessions, readings, speaking events, and workshops, which is really cool because we're planning some really good stuff. And also for your short films, documentary needs, and video stock footage needs specific to Colorado, check out 1211productions.com. That's 1211productions.com. Which brings us to the tip of the week.
All right.
I'm going to let my lady love share it this week.
All right. So, Sean typically writes, he's not sure who says, but I'm going to go. Stop being afraid of what could go wrong and start being positive about what could go right. Is that from you, Sean, or did somebody else write that?
Well, I found it online, but I couldn't find anybody to credit it to, so we're just going to put unknown, but I think it's really important, and I think we should say it again because it's really, right. I think it's really relevant.
So stop being afraid of what could go wrong and start being positive about what could go right.
Your thoughts manifest where you end up, right?
So, Sam, let's go back to the free will. Well, actually, let's just have you briefly explain the difference again, because we've talked about so much. So briefly explain the difference again between fate, destiny, and free will for the audience.
So fate are the conditions that you're born into or that you have as the configuration. And then the configuration of your life, you know, what from choices made previously or from before you even had a choice. But when you actually add the idea of choice, which is your free hand, quote-unquote free will, to kind of shape the conditions, to convert your prison cell, let's say, into your learning center, or to convert your circumstances of being only a maid in one of the greatest libraries into an education, that becomes the mark of destiny. That becomes the craft and art of destiny, where you actually add your will and sense of circumstances or sense of using your will to kind of shape those circumstances. And then finally, free will, I might kind of change and say, that becomes the attitude, the consciousness that you add to the mix to understanding your destiny, to be able to embrace it. Nietzsche, Friedrich Wilhelm Nietzsche, had a phrase that he loved to use called amor fati, which is a love of one's fate. Mm. When you actually can embrace your fate and then you're doing the work of destiny and you add it to love and you can kind of fully feel it, then by virtue of that, you kind of become in touch with a whole different level of transcendence and enjoyment of it. So when we say free will means like infinite possibilities, I would say it's not infinite possibilities as much as kind of the in-between possibility, which is where we can have something be different, and probability is whether it will or will not be different. And free will meets us in that meeting, that in-between space.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Why do you think people believe in fate but not the other two?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Sorry.
Fear.
Mm-hmm.
Fear. I think it's easier to fear. I mean, like I said, amor fati uses the word love. So that means that you have to start entertaining possibilities. And when you start getting into thinking that it's more probability, which is more, you know, aligned with the idea of fate, then you don't have to deal with the hard work of loving and entertaining possibilities. You can just be afraid. Oh, I probably won't be successful as this writer. Oh, I won't be able to launch as this basketball player, or being able to do well in this form of dance because I was born with bad knees. So you don't have to do the hard work of loving something that may not love you back, quote unquote, the same way.
Hey, you know what? You know what? When you said fear, and you just validated what I was thinking, it's kind of like a reason for people to not take accountability of themselves in their lives, because they feel like they're regulated. Oh, I'm going to always live on this block, grow up on this block, die on this block, and there's nothing better for me. But in reality, they may be afraid to say, hey, I'm really scared to see what else is out there and take this journey, so I'll just accept what's in front of me, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I think the other thing can happen with fear, too, is people who believe also only in free will. Like, my parents told me I can be whatever I want. And so they're at 45, 50, 60, still attempting to figure out whatever they want to be, rather than, you know, dealing with, well, what do you want? So, and that is kind of delimiting possibilities in order to embrace a probability you can live with and enjoy.
Right. It's kind of like getting two food options. You get this, you get this.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I have an example I'd like to give briefly. I know we're short on time.
Yeah, we've got 1 minute, so go ahead.
Yeah, there's a client who once came to me, and she said, I'm going to be a rock star. And I looked at her chart, and I said, well, I don't see necessarily rock star testified in this chart, but I do see success with you helping producing other rock stars and somehow having a way to kind of do that on your own, by helping people. And she didn't like that because she just wanted to be the star. So she didn't leave happy with that. But I told her, this reminds me, your chart reminds me of what happened with P. Diddy. What if P. Diddy said, I want to be the lead rapper. I want to be the star. Well, that wouldn't happen for him. But if he had stayed focused and realized that he, as a producer, which he did, could be brilliant and then also get featured cameos as a rapper and somewhat his art and having some artistic license, he would be immensely successful. He found that path.
Yeah,
so,
a lot of people
want the ego affirmation without tapping into what they really are and what they really love.
You know, I couldn't agree more. I think that's a really good note to end this segment on, because you got to do the work to get to where you want to be, and sometimes it may not be the road you think you're supposed to take to get there. That's basically what you just said. I really don't want to end this show, man, because we are in such the thick of this. Sam, thanks for coming, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I had a great time. Thank you.
It's a pleasure having you on, as usual. Pleasure, you know, being a guest and stuff. So thanks for tuning in. We appreciate everybody for listening to us. We'll be back next Tuesday with Paul and Deb Reese from the Accolade Academy out of the UK at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, and 3 p.m. Pacific time. Everybody, please have a prosperous week. And if you're in Colorado, stay warm. We'll see you back here next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio. Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to experience a synergistic radio show to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. For more information about Sean and Jen, visit www.soulpathinsights.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at RightRelationshipForYou.com. That's RightRelationshipForYou.com.